Addiction specialists and former addicts are lobbying politicians in Canberra this lunchtime for more funding for drug rehabilitation services. While the Prime Minister is focusing on his plan to drug test welfare recipients, those who are dealing with addiction say up to 500,000 Australians want help but can't find it. Former users say it can take months to get into rehab and that it's especially difficult if you live in a regional area. Julia Holman has our report.
Robin Lewis spent nearly 40 years using drugs, starting when she was just a teenager.
When I was 17, I was introduced to speed. By the time I was 21, I was injecting on a daily basis. Then when I was 38, I was introduced to a drug called ice, which completely turned my life upside down.
She tried her best to hide her addiction.
When you're an addict, especially if you live in a small community like I did in Karua, you learn how to cover up. My skin was always covered in sores from picking. So I was got really good at like applying makeup so that you could cover them up.
She wasn't able to hold down a job. She relied on welfare and her behaviour became increasingly erratic.
Yeah, the paranoia, like I used to think people were following me all the time. You know, I'd pull up at some traffic lights and think that someone was following me and I'd jump out of the car and run back to them. You know, it'd be a mother sitting in there taking the kids to school, but I'd be that paranoid that the police were following me.
Did you want to get help during those decades that you were using?
Absolutely, but especially the last 10 years. Like I was on ice for 15, almost 16 years, and especially in the last like 8-10 years of my ice addiction, like I tried everything. It was so hard. I was just talking to my partner about it, how hard it is to get into rehab. You know, it's not something like people think, oh, you ring up and you'll get into a rehab tomorrow. It's not like that. It takes months and months, and most people go back to using.
After decades of addiction, Robin Lewis eventually managed to get off drugs through a community-based program. She's been clean for 3 years. Today, addiction experts are lobbying politicians in Canberra for more than $1 billion in additional funding. They say between 200,000 and 500,000 Australians can't access the help that they need. Dr. Nicole Lee is with the National Drug Research Institute.
Treatment does work, and we need to offer a range of treatments as well, not just resi rehab beds, but a whole range of counselling, day rehabilitation, harm reduction. We need to be funding better right across the board.
Meanwhile, the government is determined to get support for its plan to drug test welfare recipients. The Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, says if drug users are detected, they'll be offered support.
Importantly, we're making sure that we are providing all of the services or the finance to be able to support all of the services so that somebody who is identified as having a problem, that we'll be able to give them the services and the help that they need.
Many addiction experts are against the government's plan, saying forcing people into treatment just doesn't work. But former addict Robin Lewis supports the drug testing proposal.
Oh, I think it's a wonderful idea. For me, myself, this was how my fortnight would go when I would get my Dulcek. The first thing I would do was go to the dealer's house. I would buy alcohol, and then I would end up, by the end of that day, I would have no money, like no food, no nothing. That's the shit you worry about later on when you're stressing out, when you're coming down and you think, oh my gosh, what have I done? If someone's working at a job, they get drug tested. So why shouldn't people get drug tested for the dull?
That's former drug user Robin Lewis, ending that report from Julia Holman. And if this story has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 131114.